Hello, this is Timmy Mallett. Now, I've been cycling the Ridgeway this weekend. It was the first hot day of summer, and young Billy Mallett and I joined a small group of friends for a bit of an adventure on bikes. But first of all, you've got to start with lunch. Always a good idea, especially at a pub near Chequers, the Prime Minister's official country residence. Now, when he's not playing croquet with visiting heads of state, the Prime Minister often likes to take their guests to a true English pub, and the Bernard Arms at Great Kimble is it. Now, in the Bernard Arms, there's a snug where Harold Wilson used to sit and nurse his pint, puffing that pipe of his. Maggie Thatcher would send for Dennis when he went for a little walk. And there's a great story when John Major was Prime Minister, and he and Norma had Boris Yeltsin and family to stay for the weekend. So, before lunch, there's Boris getting slightly fractious, and someone suggests he might be in need of a little light refreshment. Aha! Good idea! So they decided to walk across the fields to a pub for a drink before lunch. Now, on the way, they came across what Norma described as a stray English clergyman out for a summer stroll. And like you do, they greeted each other in a very English way. Morning! He didn't go, wow, look, it's the Prime Minister and Boris Yeltsin. He just said, morning. It would only happen in England. So they got there, to the pub, and Boris Yeltsin's eyes lit up when he walked in. Quickly he lined up the drinks along the counter, and a few bevvies later he was really going for it. But it was probably about time to head back for lunch. Could they get Yeltsin to come away? Could they, heck? He was very, very happy, in a sort of Russian way. Several hours later, his entourage managed to pour him out of the pub and start staggering back. And guess who they met on the way back? That's right, the stray English clergyman heading home again after a 15-mile stroll. And what did he say when he saw Boris Yeltsin struggling to put one foot in front of the other? Afternoon, lovely day, and nothing more. And the reason I know this story is that stray clergyman was a friend of my dad's.